After the terrorist attacks on September 11th, audiences largely stayed away from movie theaters. When they finally went back, their first choices were the dark thriller Don't Say a Word, followed by the gritty cop drama Training Day. Los Angeles Times film critic Kenneth Turan says it may be time for fantasy, and his recommendation is Iron Monkey.
Iron Monkey was made 8 years ago. That was well before The Matrix and Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon, a time when no one believed Chinese-style martial arts would play for American audiences. Not surprisingly, Iron Monkey went straight to video. But after Matrix and Crouching Tiger made hundreds of millions of dollars, the man who choreographed the action sequences in both became a hot commodity. So Yuen Woo-ping's Iron Monkey is now getting its first American theatrical release. With a new score and new subtitles, the film is ready to astound the masses with its acrobatic and inventive action sequences. Iron Monkey isn't a blood and guts action film. It's a throwback to those fondly remembered Saturday matinee adventures. Its action is quite sophisticated, but its storyline, unlike Crouching Tiger's, could not be more basic. Iron Monkey is set in China in 1858, apparently a grim time. The people need a savior, and the Iron Monkey is just the ticket. He's so powerful, no trap can hold him. So audacious, he shaves off one of the corrupt governor's eyebrows just for fun. So clever, the bumbling police have no hope of capturing him. The Iron Monkey has a day job as an ambidextrous herbalist who can examine two patients simultaneously and hand out diagnoses like, you're oversexed and your thyroid is weak. Meanwhile, his assistant, the beautiful Miss Orchid, dispenses soothing ginseng tea and warm smiles. But if Iron Monkey's plot is largely comic opera, the fight scenes are pure ballet. What really puts Yuen Woo-ping's work here in a class by itself is the playful way he considers all movement, whether it's cooking vegetables or opening an umbrella, to be fair game for visual gymnastics. One of the highlights is Dr. Yang and Miss Orchid gliding through the air as elegantly as Rogers in Astaire as they snare errant papers the wind has blown away. It's a graceful symphony of movement, the kind you don't see anywhere else. Just as the Iron Monkey saved his city from despair, this movie can do much the same for us today.
The comments of Kenneth Turan, a film critic for the Los Angeles Times.